Folks on the guitar, I slightly introduced them before, but hailing originally from Perth, Australia, that's very far away from New Zealand, which is where I'm from. It really is. It's a long way away. Originally from Perth, Australia, now living in this great state here, in Fort Collins, Colorado. Please give it up for Morgan Harris.
So this next tune was commissioned for me to write for our band, for our Kickstarter, for our debut album, which you can go get yourself a copy of at the merch table after this.
Indeed.
Whether that's CD or vinyl or...
stickers, free stickers.
Yeah. Or a paid sticker.
Or yeah, there's also not free
extra
stickers.
Extra sticky.
Yeah.
It says, I paid $5 because I stream for free.
Yeah?
Yeah? Great.
Yeah, yeah.
We thought of that.
Yeah, they get it. You can feel real good about yourself with that sticker.
So this was commissioned, and maybe it'll be on a future album. So I wrote the person who commissioned this tune as a Kickstarter reward, and I said, tell me a cute little story. Okay. Tell me a cute little story that could be inspirational for a little instrumental tune, maybe a fun inside joke, an anecdote, something like that. And she got back to me with a very not cute story, a very serious story, but one that I'm really grateful to know, because I think this story had been hidden from me, lest I get any ideas. Lest we get any ideas. And this is a story about what I was taught was the Great Potato Famine. There was a potato famine, but what I wasn't taught is that there was plenty of food being grown in Ireland in the mid-19th century. It was just all being sent off island to absentee English landlords, because for some reason they owned all of the land there in Ireland. So. Long story short, a couple million people died of hunger and exposure, and a few other million people left, and there's a great diaspora. And as far as I know, we still haven't, or Ireland still hasn't gotten back up to its population that it was at in the mid-19th century. So one of the great travesties of human history. And yeah, for some reason, I wasn't supposed to know about that and why that was orchestrated. And not just a natural disaster. So, meanwhile, in the States, fresh from the Trail of Tears, the Choctaw people heard about this and were like, that sounds familiar. We know about that. We know about colonizers and people who say that they own our land. And they sent this great monetary gift to the Irish people, especially considering their situation. And in an act of radical, subversive solidarity and generosity that crossed national and ethnic and racial boundaries, they gave this great gift all the way back then, and that hasn't been forgotten. And the person who commissioned this tune was is a registered member of the Choctaw Nation and is also of Irish descent. And they recently got to go to Ireland, and they told me that they ran into an Irish grandma who said, where are you from? And she said, I'm Choctaw. And she said, Choctaw, we love you here, and gave her this huge hug. I really appreciated this story, and it's not something that I would, it's not really in my lane to talk about, not connected to my Irish ancestry. And I'm not registered in any of the tribal nations, but I was really honored to be asked to write a tune, specifically asked to be written to write a tune in the vein of a great indigenous fiddle tune. I'm gonna go hunting the buffalo. I don't know if I shared that detail with y'all. Yeah, they're like, make it spooky like that one.
So
cool. Great, I'll do.
Oh, we're all learning something here.
So, There is a sculpture erected in Ireland to commemorate this gift. It's titled Kindred Spirits, the title of this tune. It just is a description of what the sculpture looks like and where it is. This is 9 eagle feathers in a county Cork park.